主内兄弟姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
咱也做人，咱来到主的面前，欠债有无偿无偿的理由，敢那是咱相信主。
A lot of us come before Christ with different reasons on why we believe in Him.
有人相信主，因为为着常识定定。
Some people believe in Christ because of intellect.
欠债伊讲主是一个历史。
They might say he's a historical person. So I believe that there was a Jesus Christ. Other people, on the other hand, believe because they have experience. They experience being healed. Being healed by Christ, and that is why they believe in Christ. Today, you and me, why do we believe in Christ?
有人相信主，因为伫常识定定，因伫历史的证据，伫圣经的证据，为着有跩证据，因相信。
Some people believe because they know that historically in the Bible, the historical artifacts and records have shown, that it is true.
但是因相信只有伫思想定定相信。
But they believe only in their minds.
心内有信靠，无嘟嘟。
In their hearts, it is not necessarily the case. They know and they recognize that there is a historical Jesus. But they have not placed their lives in the hands of Christ. And this kind of belief will not bring salvation. On the other hand, some people believe Christ just because they have experience. Perhaps in time of sickness or hardship, they have no other way to go, and they say, Lord, please save me. And for one reason or another, they are saved by Christ. And because of that, they believe in Christ. But if you ask them who this God they believe in, they don't necessarily know who he is. So some people believe because of this, without this. Other people believe because they have experience, but without this. These two methods are both unacceptable. A true believer has knowledge of him, but that is coupled with experiencing him. He has a relationship with God. This is the message of the book of John. John wrote this gospel in the hopes that each one of us may know Christ. That in Him we can truly find new life.
So, first,
thank God that we reached chapter 3 of John. You know, I've been here in Malabon for over 3 years. 3 years, 3 chapters. So 1 chapter per year. So calculate it yourself. Maybe when I leave the world, I still haven't finished preaching on John. So thank God, today we are ending with chapter 3 of John. If you look at John chapter 3, he is testifying on who Christ is. He begins with a conversation between Nicodemus and Jesus Christ. The story of Nicodemus starts by Nicodemus recognizing Christ as a preacher. So Nicodemus knew Christ in his mind. But But the problem with Nicodemus was Christ revealed to him that he had no relationship with Christ. He didn't experience Christ. He didn't know who Jesus Christ was. And then in chapter 2, we see John talking about John the Baptist. John the Baptist testified that Jesus Christ was the Messiah. That He was the Lamb of God.
And
now in John chapter 3:31-36, what is it talking about? So John chapter 3 verses 31 to 36 talk about Christ Himself testifying on His behalf. It is God's perfect testimony. What are the requirements for being a perfect witness? There are three requirements. In the Philippines, a lot of people want to become witnesses. When we turn on our TVs, we see a lot of people wanting to become witnesses in the Senate hearings. We have murderers who want to become witnesses. We have drug pushers who are criminals wanting to become witnesses. Are these perfect witnesses? Probably when we listen to what they're saying, most of us will not believe 100% on the things they're talking about. So what are the requirements for a perfect witness? And why does Christ qualify as a perfect witness? The first one is found in verses
31-32.
The one who comes from above is
above all.
And the one who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks as one from the earth. So a perfect witness is one who has seen everything. So how can Christ become a better witness than the other
people?
Verse 31 clearly tells us that it's because He came from above. You know, we have a lot of witnesses from the Old Testament to the New. In fact, every believer from the Old Testament to the New Testament to the church age right now, all of us are witnesses. The prophets in the Old Testament, when God spoke to them, they became witnesses for God. For the apostles in the New Testament, they saw how Christ lived and died, and that's how they became witnesses. Today, as believers, it is when we read God's word and listen to His word, that's how we became His witnesses. But Christ is different. Because regardless whether it is a prophet, an apostle, or a believer, none of us came from above. But He came from above. In other words, God revealed Himself. God testified to Himself. Because prophets, apostles, and believers are secondary sources. But Jesus Christ is a primary source. He's a first-hand, he has first-hand knowledge.
伊无需要人来讲啥，伊再来做见证。
He doesn't need to hear the information from someone else to testify.
伊是本身那个见证。
But rather, he himself saw what happened.
伊是本身是上帝，伊做过做见证。
He himself is God, and he became the witness himself.
主来下弟子，这个咱的上帝甲其他的上帝，伫这个无相。
Brothers and sisters, our God is different with other gods in this respect.
其他的上帝，其他的宗教的上帝，但是有一个宗教领袖。
Other gods, other religions have a high priest or a spokesperson.
伊是想透过这个人讲上帝是啥啊？
And oftentimes, they have to go through this priest or this person in order to find out who their God is.
有影，咱的上帝透过先知，透过使徒，透过上帝话。
It's true that God used prophets, apostles, and even His Word to reveal Himself.
但是，咱无上的，咱上帝无上的是，更加明显的是，伊本身显明伊家己。
But the difference is that our God revealed Himself through Himself.
约翰第一章18节安尼讲。
John says.
John 1:18 says.
伊讲，将来无有人看见上帝，只有伫父怀内独自家将伊表明出来。 No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known. The Bible tells us that we cannot know who God is. We don't have the status, the capability of knowing who God is. But our God revealed himself. So this is the first point. The first point is that our God is a primary witness. I remember when I was writing my thesis. One of the most important requirements is that I had to find or cite the primary source.
你写的时阵呢，也做第二点、第三点的来源的时阵。
Because if I write my thesis or my paper, and there are a lot of secondary or even tertiary sources,
你差不多会不会成。
Then most probably you will fail.
所以尽量去头一点的来源。
So you have to try your best to cite the primary source.
什么意思？什么是头一点？什么是第二点？第三点？
What does that mean? What is a primary, secondary, or tertiary source?
假设我来讲，我是写婚姻的代志。
I was writing about marriage.
假设我讲这个人对婚姻的意念是什么？
I was writing about how.
What did that person say?
What that person said.
我讲这个人讲啥？我都读伊的册，写讲这个人讲啥。
So if I wanted to cite someone, I have to read their book and then say what this person said.
这个人的意念是什么?
And what his mindset was.
但是有时咱咧讲这个人讲啥，因为迄个人是古早的人。
But sometimes, because we're citing a person from a very long time ago, and they didn't have his book.
所以刚才我听到 Bonnie 团都讲这个人讲啥。
So I may have heard Pastor Bonnie. Talking about what this certain person
said. So
because I did not personally hear what the first source said, I relied on Pastor Bonnie as my secondary source. So this is Pastor Bonnie citing the first person on what the first person said. So the third ranking source is Sister Nanel hearing what Pastor Bonnie says about what the first person said. So she is the third rank. So my entire paper, if all my sources will be citing Pastor Bonnie said this about this or Nanel saying this about that, but without citing what that person really said,
yung bo huan un tang.
Then what I'm writing about is not that strong.
Xian ti su to bi gap gua e kian jing o, m si huan un tang.
So prophets, apostles, you and me, our testimonies aren't that weighty.
但是, 感謝主, 咱的上帝, 和咱这个真相, 運當的见证,
but thank God, He gave us a very testimony with great weight. He is not only the primary source,
他是本身那个材料,
but rather He is the source itself.
他不是只有带了那个见证的信息,
He not only brought the testimony,
他就是一个见证,
but rather He is the testimony.
所以跟着主耶稣是完美的见证人,
so why is He a perfect witness?
是因为他本身是一个来源,
it's because He Himself is the source.
第二个跟着主耶稣是完美的见证人,
second, why is He a perfect witness?
是因为他是主观的要做见证,
because He is willing to be a witness.
真趣味哦，咱这个是咧讲法庭的代志。
So this is talking about a judicial system.
咱来看约翰三章三十二节。
If you look at John
3:13, 伊讲，伊将所看见、所听见的见证出来。
He testifies to what he has seen and heard.
啊，咱菲律宾讲，真正趣味是，当咱咧看Senate的hearing的时阵。
It's very interesting in the Philippines when we are watching the Senate.
大概人要做见证。
Everyone wants to be a witness.
这个是无正常的代志。
This is actually not normal.
在别的国家要做见证，您无简单。
In other countries, most people don't want to become a witness.
有别的哦，看到了，但是无肯，唔肯要做见证。
Some people they witnessed what happened, but they don't want to testify.
也做原因。
There are many reasons.
有别的是惊。
One is fear. Second, maybe uncomfortable. But Jesus Christ, He not only is the primary source, but He's also willing. If you look at verse 32, He cites the word testify.
伊这里的有带着的希腊文是 present tense.
In the original text, it is a present tense.
Present tense 的意思是继续。
The present tense means that it is continuing.
伊继续会底下来做见证。
It means that he is continuously testifying.
所以主耶稣咧做上帝见证人哦，唔是只有伫古代做见证。
So when Jesus Christ testified, He not only testified in the past,
伊唔是伫新约做见证定定。
Not only did He testify in the New Testament,
伊将来也是要做上帝见证人。
But He wants to become the witness for all time.
主咧兄弟，这边这个是我的意念哦。我相信哦，当咱看主的时阵哦，伊是永远。
In my opinion, brothers and sisters, when we see Christ, He is eternally, He is continuously showcasing God. We now see Christ's testimony in the Bible. Next time, when we want to know God more, we will be looking at Christ directly. Once we had a conversation among the pastors in the church, lately, a lot of our messages and a lot of our songs are talking about when Christ will be coming.
Jesus is coming again.
Last week, we had a very beautiful song about Jesus coming again.
Glorious Day.
Today, we have a new, nice song, A Glorious Day. So the pastors, we were talking about ourselves, and when Christ comes back, we will see God. What will we see? Have you thought about it? When you go to heaven one day, what will you see?
圣经讲上帝是灵吗？
Now, the Bible tells us that God is a spirit.
你不看到灵吗？
Have you ever seen a spirit?
你不看到灵吗？
Have you ever seen a spirit?
你看到多边加边。
Look on your left, look on your right.
给换嘞，换。
Touch them.
你若无看到，你看到，你无看到，可能是灵。
If you see them, but you can't touch them, then they might be a spirit.
So
I've never seen a spirit.
So lang kwento si Mia.
So what do we see? So in our discussion, some people said we would see God. But in my opinion, I believe that we cannot fully see God. Because yes, even though we receive a new perfect body and new life, but God will always be holy, holy, holy. And in fact, our eyes might not even be worthy to look up on this holy
God.
If you look at Isaiah chapter 6 and Revelation, when it talks about them seeing God, in Isaiah, when God revealed His glory to Isaiah, Isaiah knelt down.
In
the same way, in Revelations, when God revealed His glory, John submitted and prostrated himself before God. In Isaiah, there were angels worshiping God. In the same way, they were also there in Revelations. Now, angels and us are different. The servants, the angels, they have no sin. But if you notice, the angels in both Revelations and Isaiah, when they serve and when they worship, they still cover their eyes. These are without sin. Why? Because He is a holy, holy, holy God. But my point is that it's not that we will not see God. I believe what we will see, although again, this is my opinion, and in fact, Pastor Bonnie and I have a different opinion.
Doesn't matter.
This is just my opinion. What we see is in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It talks about how a person is saved.
Is
when God opens our eyes and lets us see the glory of God manifested in Christ. When we see God's glory, that is the face of Christ. So when we want to get to know God, it is by knowing Christ. Because it is not possible to know God without knowing Christ. And one day I believe that when that eternal day comes, again, this is my opinion, we will not see God face to face. Because the Bible says that no one saw God and lived to tell about
it.
But what is our hope? Our hope is that one day we can see God face to face. Through Christ, we can see God. In John, Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father. So Christ was a very willing witness. He was willing to reveal God for us. You know, this is a very great blessing. It is not man seeking God. It is not man pleading to find out who God is. But rather, it is God Himself revealing Himself to us. This is the most important point
of incarnation.
Or of incarnation.
咱咧讲, 多讲了肉身的信息, 就是这个最重要, 上帝显明他自己。
When we talk about the incarnation, it is about this, about God revealing himself.
第三项,
third,
跟那是主耶稣是完美的见证人。
Why is Christ a perfect witness?
因为他是可靠的见证人。
Because he is a reliable witness.
34, 35,
in verse 34 and 35,
上帝所差来的就讲上帝的话, 因为上帝所生灵和意是无有限量的, 白听见已经将万有交在他的手里。
For the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God gives the Spirit without limit. The Father loves the Son and has placed everything in his hands. So why is he a reliable witness? Because from the start, what God wanted to reveal was placed in Christ's hands. Everything that God wanted to reveal is in Christ's hands. In the Old Testament,
猶太人相信了上帝是一个道路，上帝是一个真理，上帝是一个话语。The
Jews believe that God is the way, the truth, and the life.
在约翰14章第6节的时阵。In
John 14,
主耶稣就该讲，我就是一个道路，一个真理，一个话语。Jesus
told them that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
你知道这句话是真正重的一句话。You
know, this is a very heavy word. In the entire history of the world, no one dares to speak this
word.
And in the future, I also believe that no one will be smart enough to speak this word. If ever, they will be crazy people. So there are only two options. Is that one? Christ was a crazy person. Because he is willing to say these words. Or what he said is true. But these words he said carried great weight. He did not say that I am the life, but that other religions, other people may also have their own life. He didn't say that I am the way, but other people may have their own way. But he also didn't say that I am the life, but if you go somewhere else, there might be life there also. But instead he said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. It means that if you're looking for truth, you go to Christ. The others, they're not true. It means that if you want to go find the way, you go find Christ. The others, they don't have a way. And if you want life, life is found only in Christ. The others, they don't have it. In English, this means exclusive.
Inclusive.
It's not
inclusive.
Nowadays, we're very inclusive. We accept everyone.
So, like how did you say, "I'm not believing in Jesus"?
A lot of people refuse to become believers because of Christ's words of saying, of being exclusive. Especially Chinese. The Chinese, we love to combine everything. In fact, we often hear people saying, oh, all religions have something good to teach us. That every religion has its own way of going to heaven. But when we hear the message of Christianity, other people may not want to listen to it. Because the words of a believer, we don't say that other people also have a way, but rather Christ is saying He is the only way. So today, you and I are believers. You and I have to be very clear on why we are believers. And as believers, what do we want? Some people want it because they're sick and they want healing. Perhaps some come here because they want to find the mate. They have different reasons. Some people just want to go to heaven. Other people want to escape from hell. Others want to walk on pavements of gold. Other people, they believe because they heard in King James that there was a mansion involved. There will be a big house. But what does a true believer want? What a true believer desires is Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is the way. Jesus Christ is the truth. Because Jesus Christ is the life. Today, you and me, when we come before God, what is our reason? If we have a wrong reason, then it's time to change that reason. That when we come before Christ and we give Him our reason, He will accept us. I believe each one of us have a lot of reasons on why we cannot fully give our hearts, our minds, and our souls to Christ. Sometimes it's because of family, or work, or any other reason. I want each one of us to think the song we sang earlier, Glorious Day, when that day comes, when Jesus comes, and we stand before Him face to face, how are we going to conduct ourselves? Today, whatever reasons you and I have, on that day, will you be able to give out that excuse? If God asks you, do you love me? Of course, we'll say yes. Just like when a wife asks you, do you love me? Of course, we say yes. As husbands, we know the answer. We'll say, of course. But the second question is harder. Why? Why? What is our reason for loving? Sometimes we answer correctly. But when God asks, why is it that before I arrived, this was your kind of service? Why was your love like this? Will your reasons right now stand? Lord, because you know at that time my family, the wife may say it's my husband, and my husband will say it's my wife. On that day, will you be able to give that excuse? When Christ is standing before you face to face, and you tell Him, Lord, it's hard for me to serve you or to go to church on Sundays because of my work. Will our reasons, will our excuses hold water? Hopefully on that day, our reasons will stand. But I believe that not a single excuse will be able to stand on its
own.
Because if we don't love our Lord of Lords and Kings of Kings, then all these other excuses will not be able to stand. I'm not saying that family or work is not important. But we need to examine our hearts. When we have an opportunity to serve, when we have an opportunity to love Christ, when the church gives you an opportunity to lead in whatever role, but you're not willing and you give an excuse, then we have to be careful. It's very funny sometimes in the church. If it's a deacon who invites you to lead, it's easier to say
no.
But if it's Reverend Danny Reyes, then it's harder to say no. Because when we say, it's just a deacon, but if it's Pastor Bon, if it's Pastor Danny, it's kind of dangerous to say no. But, you know, I've also heard people say no to Danny. I'm not saying that the people who say no don't have their own
reasons.
But in the people's perspective, it's easier to say no to a deacon than to Reverend Reyes. Why? They all have reasons. One of the reasons is that deacons are
same level.
Equal. But Reverend Reyes is of a different generation. It's a different
role.
The respect is different. If we use that same reasoning, that same excuse to Christ, oftentimes we're more afraid of people than we are of God. When we're before God, what excuse do we have? What excuse do we have? Our Lord gave His best for us. Showcased His love. All He requires of us is to love Him back. This is a relationship love. But this love is not, although it's relationship love, it is not merely an emotion. It is just because we know Him. So a true believer not only knows Christ in his head, but rather he has a relationship with Christ in his heart. A true believer is everything all
so
around him. So today, my prayer is that you and me, that you may have Christ. Because Christ is our everything. Is that okay?
So
So as we pray, may you also pray for those beside you, and that we may all have Christ. Christ is the gospel. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray, O Lord. First, Lord, we want to say sorry. We want to apologize for everything we've done, for all the hurt we've caused, for not placing you as our priority, O Lord. May you change our hearts. Lord, may you forgive us, and may you once again make us realize that you should be our first priority, that everything we do is for your glory. In everything, O Lord, we give thanks to you. In Christ's name we pray.